Some of Idaho's top Republicans are now calling on Governor Brad Little to give up control of the coronavirus response to local officials. James Dawson has more.
In a letter sent to Governor Brad Little on Sunday, House Speaker Scott Bedke urged him to hand over the reins of the state's coronavirus response to each of Idaho's 7 public health districts. Bedke wrote there's, quote, an acceptable level of risk between a blanket stay-at-home order and completely dismissing the virus to avoid a, quote, major, long-lasting economic catastrophe. He warned Little that the way he wields his executive powers now will affect how the legislature views those powers when they reconvene next January. House Majority Caucus Chair Megan Blanksma also sent an email to the governor and her fellow lawmakers yesterday, saying Little's stay-at-home order wasn't based on any metrics or data she's seen. She's also the vice chair of Central District Health's Board of Directors. Other members of the governor's party have blasted him for what they see as an unconstitutional response and have openly defied the order, which can be punishable by a 6-month jail term. Little said Monday that Idaho will not fully reopen when he updates his order later this morning. James Dawson, Boise State Public Radio News.